A passion for Kent sport.
BBC Radio Kent.
Tuesday lunchtime, 26 minutes to one, and here's Ben. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, and we'll start with football. And Gillingham manager Andy Hessentaylor says he's disappointed in defender Joe Martin and the referee of the game against Aldershot for the defender's dismissal. The left-back was sent off with half an hour to go of Gills' 1-0 home win for a second yellow card and will miss Saturday's third-round FA Cup tie at home to Premier League side Stoke. Hessentaylor says the referee was too hasty for Martin's first booking.
Never a booking. Give him a chance. Come on, 50 seconds. Give the players a chance and to book him that early on. But Joe's disappointed. I'm a little bit disappointed in Joe because he knows he's on a booking, you know, and give him a chance in the game. 50 seconds, there's always a warning somewhere along the line, isn't there? But it's disappointing for Joe now. He'll miss the Stoke game and this Rosebery game because he's been sent off before, so we'll get two games.
Gillingham's match against Stoke in the FA Cup will be live on BBC Radio Kent this weekend from 2 o'clock. Maidstone United co-owner Terry Casey says the club's new ground sponsorship is testament to the fans' loyalty. Their new stadium in the county town will be known as the Gallagher Stadium after a £150,000 investment from local businessman Pat Gallagher. When the stadium in Watmore Way opens for business in July, it will end 11 years of the Stones' nomadic ground sharing existence, and Casey says the club's new sponsor is just a fan at heart.
It's almost worth more than money in many ways that somebody else believes we're worth investing in, really. And I know that the 400 or so supporters, if they had 150 grand each, I know they'd all put it in, because the loyalty of some of those people is beyond belief, really. And it's them that's kept the club going. It's those supporters that have meant that Maidstone United had a future, and they stayed loyal to us.
Former international referee Graham Pohl has criticised the standard of Premier League officials after a series of dubious decisions yesterday. Joey Barton was dismissed for an apparent headbutt yesterday. Johan Jury was sent off for Arsenal against Fulham, prompting Arsene Wenger to describe Lee Probert as naive. And Frank Lampard was lucky not to receive red for a strong challenge on Wolves' Adam Hamill. Pohl said the men in black lack confidence.
You look at Joey Barton, you look at Frank Lampard, and you start to wonder, does previous form come into the mind of the referee? It mustn't, it shouldn't, but sometimes you're left thinking that way, because Barton, we know his reputation. He gets sent off for what looks like guesswork from the officials. Frank Lampard, a clear, absolutely clear sending off. He knew it as well. You knew from his reaction, he knew he should have gone. And Pete Walton gets sucked in by the eyes, Frank, good old Lamps. But I mean, there were some horrific tackles in that game which went unpunished.
Aston Villa are interested in signing LA Galaxy striker Robbie Keane on a 2-month loan. Meanwhile, Bolton boss Owen Coyle says there's been no developments on Gary Cahill's proposed move to Chelsea, and no other clubs have come in for the £7 million England centre-back. In tonight's Premier League action, the leaders Manchester City are at home to Liverpool. They're looking to return to winning ways after their recent 1-0 defeat at Sunderland on New Year's Day. To cricket now, and Kent's new head coach is due to be announced at 2 o'clock today. I'll be hot-footing it over to Canterbury in a mo. James Patterson took 4 wickets as Australia bowled India out for 191 on the opening day of the second test in Sydney. In reply, Australia were 116 for 3 in their first innings. And finally, Arsenal have had to make a quick U-turn on their website after posting a picture of Thierry Henry in an Arsenal kit. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, you
know. No, absolutely.
The Frenchman is about to sign a 2-month loan deal at the Emirates. The key is in what I just said.
Yeah.
He's about to sign.
I thought he had signed.
He's not actually put pen to paper yet.
Oh,
so I think that's what you call jumping the gunners.
Very good, very good.
I'm here all week.
Oh, really? Okay, that's the best I've heard from your cannon for a little while.
It's a good calibre, I'd say.
Oh, stop it. Come back tomorrow and you can fire some better ones at me. All right,
yay!
No rehearsal needed there.